Blog Talk Radio.
For a little while, and we'll just see how it goes. So welcome everyone here today. Today I'm talking to you from a rather misty Pacific Northwest. The Frontier Beyond Fear is originating from just southwest of Portland, Oregon. I live in the hills just to the southwest, and quite a peaceful setting. I look out on trees and mountains, and it really is a beautiful place to be sharing the energy of the show with you. Today, I will put out a call-in number if you'd like to call the show, since we're going to do a free format for a while. That number is 310-807-5104, and there is also an open chat room for today's show, if you would like to join in the community there. I'm just going to go ahead and talk about a few things that happened this morning, which is kind of interesting. I actually did not get the chance to talk about this too much the last time I had Linda Starwolf on the show. Linda, if she's able to get in here, or Starwolf, as she likes to use as her name, she is very involved with insect medicine. And today we are going to talk about wolves, but I was wondering if we might see some unusual insect behavior with them coming on the show again, because last time both she and Anna, someone who works with her, came on the show together, and right before that show, I had all these flies show up in my house. I had never seen these flies before. I even took a picture of them and put them up on my Facebook page. They were all on the wall in the living room near where I was doing the show, and it was the night before that they showed up, and then they showed up for a few days. That night of the show, they showed up, and they only came at night, and then after a few days, they disappeared. And so I thought to myself, what will happen this time? I hope it's not spiders. I literally said this to the multiverse. Well, be careful what you say, because up until last night, nothing was going on. But this morning, I noticed I had some room in the trash. I thought, well, you know, I'll go in the garage and throw out a couple things that I need to clear. And so I went in the garage, in the corner of my garage, and got some, you know, empty bags, like birthday bags, things like that that just been sitting there, and it's time to start clearing. And I carried them all the way down the driveway to the trash can and put them in the trash can. And then I looked, and sitting on top of one of the bags was what I would consider my greatest insect arachnid fear, what appeared to be, and I didn't get to see the hourglass, but I've seen them before, a black widow spider. sitting right there. I had carried it all the way down the driveway without even knowing. And there it was, sitting on the bag. And I just let it be. It was at the street. I figured I'm not going to do anything. But I didn't even think of it in the moment until I got in the house. I thought, oh my, in just a couple hours, Star Wolf is coming on the show again. And what had I said about spiders? So this is about fear. That's what this is about. This is about facing our fears. And that's what this show is about. I still can't claim I feel perfectly good about Black Widow spiders. I don't know if I have more of them in my garage. My garage is kind of a mess, and I have needed to clear it. And I'm thinking, you know, there may be more hiding there. But it really has to do with coexisting with our fear. So anyway, I'm going to do a quick check. I see that we do have a caller on the line, and I will be picking that up in just a second, but I'm also going to kind of logistically check while we're at it here to see if we've got Linda, or Star Wolf, Linda, she goes by both names, if she has communicated to us at all. So I'll be keeping an eye on that today. No, I still don't have a communication from her, so we will just proceed. And I see that we have someone on the line here. And so I'm just going to bring you on. If you're on the line and your name is a Skype name, it begins with fish, I'm going to bring you on and we'll just talk. Hello, Frontier Beyond Fear. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, good. Welcome. What is your first name?
My name is Barry. Thank you for having
me. Hi, Barry.
Hi. I actually am a former resident of the area that you're in right now. I used to live in Portland and Vancouver, actually, as well. I'm in Tennessee right now. But I'm actually, there's a very good possibility that I'm going to be moving back up to that area here pretty soon. So it's absolutely gorgeous up there. I love the Northwest. It's absolutely beautiful.
Well, I love being up here, and I have lived in many parts of the country. I'm not from here. I've lived in the Midwest. I've lived in Colorado. I've experienced humidity like you do, where you live now.
Yeah.
And one of the things
absolutely.
I love about the Northwest is it's so temperate here. You know, people talk about the rain, but
right.
I don't really, it doesn't bother me. I view the rain as a kind of gift because
right.
it makes the trees and all the lush greenery in the winter, that's the gift of the rain. So I can understand, Barry, why you'd be drawn up here. It's a wonderful area.
It's not only that, it's actually, you know, a few other things, but I mean, for the most part, what I've noticed when I first moved up there before was the way people are more open to just different aspects of learning and life, how life is.
Yeah.
And, well, just openness in general. I just know that here in the Southeast and in Tennessee, it's the Southeast is a very, how can I put this? Traditional.
Yes, I know this. Yes.
very
I lived in rural, semi-rural Kansas, which was quite similar.
Right, exactly.
So, yes.
It's very similar. Yes, you're exactly right. You know, there it's very people here are and I don't want to, you know, be I'm trying my hardest not to be completely negative here, but you know, the Southeast is just very closed-minded about a lot of things. And I noticed that the Northwest was very opposite of that. And I love that about Portland and about Vancouver, just the whole area. You know, it's just so much more open to different things, new things, you know,
yeah.
And stuff like that. Oh, and by the way, you at the very beginning of the show, you were mentioning how you thought you were having an attack of insects or something like that. I can't really, I can't remember exactly what you said it was.
Well, it's because the thing is, not really an attack, although that is how it would be characterized in the Southeast. I'll tell you, just so you understand, I came from a very conservative background. And actually, if you know about flies in particular,
that's
not something you necessarily want to see. Because even even in like movies like the Amityville Horror, and things, flies show up. So, you know, they can be considered demonic by people who think about that.
Right.
And this wasn't like that. I mean, it was actually a test for me. I don't know. It was a mystery. It felt very supernatural at the time because I never had flies. And here, these people that were coming on the show, in fact, Star Wolf, who is our scheduled guest, and I'm not sure if she's actually going to make it today. If she doesn't, we'll bring her on another time. But we'll keep an eye out for her. Anyway, it was just really strange, Barry. These flies just showed up.
Well, it's the same. The reason why I brought that up, and it was kind of funny that you mentioned that, is because we're here. At the house here, anyway, we're having the same problem with crickets. I don't know what it is, but crickets are coming out of the woodwork. They're coming into the house from where I don't know. We don't leave windows and doors and things like that open that often. So I really don't know.
That's the same thing that happened with the flies. We had no windows open. I thought, are they coming through the attic? Are they coming through a vent? I couldn't figure it out. And I don't know what crickets mean. You know, I mean, you can look, if you're really open, you can look at, you know, what does a cricket symbolize, like, to the Native Americans.
Right. You know, that was one thing that, and I am Native American, by the way, and that's kind of...
Oh, you are. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I am Cherokee Indian, and, you know, there's actually maybe two or three other families in this area that we know, that we communicate with on a semi-regular basis, I guess, you know, that... where a lot of times my family would get together and take a road trip with those other families that are in this area out to Oklahoma, to where the main, a lot of the, I guess there's a place out there to where they built a building and it's kind of paid an homage to the Cherokee background and just the history of the Cherokee Indians and things like that. There's a registry and different stuff like that. So I've been out there several times. I haven't been in a while, but I just know that my family is one of the very few that are in this area come from a long line back ancestors, of course, and but, you know, that's one thing that I did not, I honestly, it slipped my mind to even think about looking up to see if it symbolized anything. So I'm glad that you said that, because I'll definitely look it up and see if it maybe symbolizes something, whatever that might be. I'm definitely open to it. I love, you know, being able to find out things like that. I don't know, it just slipped my mind, I guess. So I'm glad you said
it. It really is something. In fact, I'm looking at, look at this. I found something right away. I'm just looking for you. Because I'm right in front of a computer. This is nice. Listen to, these are all just random things coming up. So, you know, be discerning, as with all things. That is said, is the appearance of cricket in your life heralds an awakening of sensitivities and finding light within the dark. Another one says it symbolizes good fortune, will assist you in finding new vibrational energies, enhanced intuition. In fact, that's very similar to the other, if it's awakening of sensitivities. And, you know, that's funny that it says that, because one of the things I was going to say about the Pacific Northwest and the Portland area is it's a higher vibrational area. And you really notice that. That's why people are open. I think part of it is the land and part of the Native American history here. You know, this land here, and probably true even down in the South, it was such an abundant land. You know, it's not like other parts of the West, which are desert-like, or even parts of Oregon, where Native Americans really had to struggle on those lands and really had to be creative to survive.
Right.
In the Northwest, everyone was in peace, because there was such abundance here.
Right.
You know, the tribes were never warring over resources because of what? They had the whole ocean and they had the sand.
Right.
And they had, you know, all the vegetation that was here year round. And
absolutely.
And so I believe, this is my belief, I think, and I haven't really researched this, but when people aren't in survival mode so much, that's when they really get to a depth of spirituality, because they can really explore that without being in fear. And I tend to believe that there is a history here of people discovering their spiritual depth. And the land itself is very active. It's volcanic. It's, you know, it has a lot of energy.
Well,
and so that's what I would say about
it. Well, it really does, and you're spot on that, because I got to tell you this, when I first moved up there, and I'm from Tennessee, so when I first moved up there, I could feel that.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know what it was, you know, but I mean, of course, I know I've studied more about it now. I know a little bit more about that, and I have been able to, especially over the last couple of years, get more in tune to my spiritual side, and which is great. But I do know that when I first moved to the Northwest, I noticed that vibration. I noticed that energy. And like I said, I had no idea what it was. That was the first time I moved up there. Now, the second time I moved up there was right when I got out of the military. And I was just kind of looking for a place to start over. And I knew that I really loved the Portland area when I first moved there. So I moved back up there. And I noticed that when the second time that I moved back up there, or when I moved back there, it was the energy was even higher. It was even stronger. And you know, that's another thing about the area that I just absolutely love, and you're so right about that. There is a very you know, long and rich history of Native American people living there in that area, and even when settlers came out to that area, when there was that when there was the movement from the east to the west, there was such an abundance, like you were talking about, that there weren't many skirmishes, if you will. You know, there weren't that many negative things going on, because of like you mentioned, the abundance of things, and I think it's still like that. I think that you just still have that energy there. That is that's just so positive to me. I can't go to the Northwest, even just the area, not even necessarily Portland, but the area in general, without having a smile on my face. It's great.
Yeah.
It's absolutely wonderful.
People do share the energy. I think more and more people are being attracted here, and it's like when they come here, they just take a deep breath and they just. It's like they relax a little bit. And
exactly.
There's a joke on the TV series Portlandia. I think
it's
where, I don't know, where young people go to retire or something. And it's kind of like that for all ages. I mean, the whole place fosters creativity. I mean, even what I'm doing. there are all kinds of independent people out here doing their own thing. And it's considered a very positive thing. Not that we should be dictated to by others, but it's fostered, I guess I would say. It's not so much, you know, in some other parts of the country, there can be pressure to conform and not be doing your own free and independent thing. And even if you don't bow to that judgment, it can still kind of influence you. I mean, you feel it. There's some resistance at times. Whereas here, it's just as if everyone is more free. They feel, they let their creativity and their spirituality be free. And that's what I like. And I really do like the Portland area. I haven't been up to Seattle as much, although the whole Northwest has a pretty cool energy to it. Portland's a little smaller, and and it just, I mean, I definitely like this area. And then there are plenty of places you can live outside of town. I don't live right in the town. I live in a small town to the southwest and kind of on the way to the ocean. And it's wonderful. I mean, and you know, the ocean, too. It's
spectacular.
Yeah.
I had my 31st birthday, I believe, I believe it was Lincoln City.
Yep, that's on the road that I'm on, basically, to the ocean. Mm-hmm.
Right. I think, is Lincoln City right up on the coast? Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that is. Mm-hmm.
I wasn't 100% sure if that's what, if we were just maybe outside of Lincoln City, or I couldn't remember exactly, but now that you confirmed that, I mean, I know for sure that that's where I was, but I think it was a place called Beacon Rock, and I had never heard of it before, but I guess it's just naturally where there is this huge boulder type rock coming out of the ocean, and then there's two right beside it are smaller, but they're in proportion to each other. They're similar sizes, and they're right next. They're on either side of this huge rock, and it's just really it almost looks man made, but it's not, you know. But it's just it's a beautiful area. I love it out there, and I honestly cannot wait to get back and kind of start. It's going to be an opportunity for me to kind of hit the do-over button, in a sense, and start anew with a lot of different things in my life, and definitely a good place to do that, in that area. So, but I don't want to take up a bunch of your time, but I just wanted to comment, especially. You really hit me when you said you were having the insect thing, when I knew the crickets were invading us, so to speak. And then also the fact that you're in the Portland area, you know, I felt like I needed to call in and at least let you know that, you know, I kind of had both in common right now. So
thanks for calling. I'm very glad that you called, because as I said, we're just doing open lines. In fact, I'll put out to listeners that if anyone else would like to call, the number's 310-807-5104. And I'm enjoying this. This to me is like real talk radio. I love having guests. I mean, and normally I do, and in a spiritual sense, this for me, it's an expansion to do open line, because typically on Blog Talk Radio, we don't do that as much, where we just open it up like you might on any number of other shows. And there is definitely value to that. I mean, I enjoy talking to you, Barry, and I'm glad that you called. So
thank you
for calling, and I wish you well if you do move up here. I hope you manage to get up here, because it is a nice area, that's for sure.
It is. I can't wait. And if it all does pan out, and I'm actually able to get up there. The good thing about it is that I already know a good amount of people that live in the area too, so I won't be just completely, 100% alone, I guess. And so that's a good thing. And anytime that I can, I have the opportunity, I guess, the way I'm looking at it is that, you're only going to have a certain amount of times in your life where you can, where you're going to have the chance to go somewhere and kind of start over. And, this is definitely one of those times for me. And, I'm actually really excited about it. And I think, it's going to present a lot of really good opportunities for me and to meet a lot of really good people and be in a place where I know I feel comfortable, and that's definitely in that area. So, at any rate, well, thank you for having me on the air.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you for calling, Barry. And
absolutely.
I really appreciate your calling. And I see we've got some other people on the line now, too, so we're creating some positive energy here.
Absolutely. I hope so. Well, I'll continue.
Yeah, so thank you.
I'll continue to listen to the show on my computer, and I wish you the best, and you have a good day, okay?
Yeah, you too. You have a great day out there.
All right, thank you.
Thanks. Okay, well, we've got a couple other calls on the line, which are most welcome today. I have not yet heard from our scheduled guest. I know she's traveling, so we'll just keep an eye out for her. But in the meantime, we'll just keep talking. So I'm going to go ahead and bring the next call on the line, who is at area code 313. So if you're at area code 313, I'm about to bring you on. And just a note to anyone else on the line, there's another call on the line at area code 323, and I can't tell if you actually want to talk to me on the line or if you're calling into the teleconference. Make sure anyone calling in to hit a 1. At any time, you can hit a 1 on your phone, and that then signals me that you're not just listening and that you'd like to talk on the show, because I typically try not to bring people on who are just listening. So just a logistical note, that's always true on all Blog Talk Radio shows. So, all right, area code 313, who's been patiently waiting here, I'm about to bring you on the Frontier Beyond Fear. Hello, at area code 313, you're on the show. This is Susan.
Hi, how are
you? Are you there? Hi,
yes.
Great. What is your first name?
Cherie.
Well, welcome, Cherie. We're just talking today because our guest has not been able to call in just yet, so I'm just doing open line. What's on your mind today, Cherie?
I don't know what are your topic, but I just kind of have a question.
Sure.
And it's kind of like about dreams. I don't know if you...
Go right ahead. I may be able to help, or someone else may too. We've got people in the chat, and I know quite a bit about dreams myself. So go right ahead, Cherie. Tell us what's on your mind.
Okay. I just wanted to know because, you know, it's this certain individual I have dreams about, and I rarely have dreams about them, but... when I do, I remember the dreams, and so my question is, when I'm dreaming about them or whatever, is that because they're thinking about me, or they may have thoughts about me or something like that? Is that what it is?
Well, I would say it's hard to know. I mean, they say that can happen sometimes, or, you know, it could be something that is in your own subconscious. It could be either way.
I rarely have dreams about them. And I think the last time that I ever had a dream about this person is like early part of this year, and it's just ironic because I took a call myself taking a nap and I just went to fell asleep. And when I woke up, I can remember the dream. And And then the first time that I had dreams about him, we had stopped talking. And and once again, I can remember the dream. And when we started back talking, he was telling me that he had been thinking about me. And I and those dreams, it's like in those dreams, it's like I can feel his spirit. I can pulling on me, you know, pulling
well,
my
I'll
energy.
I'll tell you something. I just did something. I wasn't necessarily intending to do this on the air today, but I got nudged to do this. I have these cards near me. I have these cards near me that I can draw, you know, just to see if they say anything relevant.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that came up said, "Bright future, stop worrying. Everything is going to be fine."
Okay.
So I'm just going to throw that out there. I would say whatever it is, he can't pull on your energy unless you allow it. So if you feel like someone is draining you of energy, what you need to do is set up kind of, you know, not necessarily block them out completely if you want to be empathic, but just kind of cut the cords. Don't allow them, you know, just envision as if he was tied to you with some cords, just sort of gently cut some of those so that in your mind, like envisioning that, so that you can't pull. You know, imagine him pulling you with a rope. Well, you can control that because you can control your side of it. But he could still stand there near you. You can still be a person who can interact with him if that's what you want. But you don't have to be pulled down by him or feel drained by him. So that's what I would recommend.
Okay. All right. Well, that's, I wanted to know because I know, you know, sometimes it just seems like some of my dreams that I have that I can remember always have some significance to it, some kind of meaning. And and it's kind of like, you know, it's just weird because, like I said, I rarely have dreams about him, you know, out of all the years that we, you know, been seeing each other or whatever. But it's just ironic.
It could
ironic.
Be he is in need of something, you know. And if there was something that you could help him with and you're open to that, just be mindful not to let it drain you. That's all. And if it's something that you're not open to, then you need to just gently set the energy and maybe help to send him on his way so that he's strong, independent of you. Because you can actually support someone energetically without draining yourself. And
because it's at the point right now that the relationship that me and him have, us back and forth, you know, we see each other, we're talking to each other, and then the minute we're not seeing or we're not talking to each other, that itself can be mentally draining. But it just seems like he always, and like you said, it's up to me, you know, to cut that umbilical cord, but it still is like it's always he finding himself or finding his way all the, you know, back this way. And I can be doing good, you know. So,
yeah. Well, here's another card I just drew for you. Be strong. You are stronger than you think you are, and your strength assures a happy outcome. So,
wow.
I mean, if
sometimes I don't feel like that. And
So you're strong, Sherry. You're strong, and you can navigate through this situation in an empowered way, and not be drained, and make the choices that you want to make. I mean, that's the other thing is what's your own vision for your path. And hold that. You know, maybe the multiverse is asking you to really reflect upon. What is it that you want? What is it that'll make you happy in this situation? Because you are, you know, the master of your own path.
Mm-hmm.
So So that's what I would suggest.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling today.
Thank you for answering.
I'm really happy to speak to you today. So thank you so much. And
thank you.
And you take care.
Okay, you too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have a couple more calls on the line, and I am going to just put out once again that, at least for now, we are going with open lines because, again, the guest today is traveling, and it looks like she had trouble getting to a place where we could reach her. So we will look to I'll keep looking for her if Star Wolf comes in, but in the meantime, we'll just keep talking because I think we're having a good conversation, and I'm very open to questions or whatever you really would like to talk about today. So I have a couple callers on the line. Once again, let me remind people, I think I will go ahead and check with this call to see if they actually want to come on the air at area code 323. If you don't, okay. No, Faith, they don't want to come on the air. All right, well, you can come back in 323 if you simply want to listen to the show. See, that's the switchboard on Blog Talk Radio. It's a little bit tricky. So anyone who wants to call just to listen, feel free. You can do that. So we have another caller at area code 847. So if you're at 847, I'm about to bring you on the show. And if anyone else would like to call to get in the queue, once again, that number is 310-807-5104. We have a few people in the chat room today, and if you have any questions in the chat, I'll be paying attention to that as well. And we'll just talk about whatever you feel like to talk about today. So at area code 847, I'm about to bring you on the line.
Hi, this is Jill.
Hi, Jill. Welcome to the Frontier Beyond Fear.
Thank you.
What's on your mind today?
I just tuned in, so I'm not sure what the topic was.
Well, I'll tell you that we had a guest that was going to come on today to talk about wolf energy. Her name is Star Wolf, and she has been delayed. So we're actually just opening up the lines today to talk about open topics. So you can talk about fear. I even have my oracle cards here if anybody wants to ask a question, which is always fun. Or we can just whatever you'd like to talk about the world right now, because there's plenty there. I could probably come up with any number of things to discuss. So it's really up to you, Jill, if you'd like to chat for a few minutes.
Since you have the oracle cards, I've had a lot of abuse in my childhood and family, and, of course, it's spread out, and I've been healing and processing and getting clarity and having breakthroughs, but I've been really stuck. And I've also had some soul retrievals, which has really helped with the clarity and the processing and everything. I just can't jump off the cliff and get my life started again.
Okay.
Like I'm stuck there. In fear.
Yeah, well, this is the right show to call, so we may be able to talk, and we'll see what, I'll see what comes up here. Well, there you go. Here's what you got. This is the card, this deck, by the way, is Doreen Virtue's Goddess Guidance card.
Okay.
I love this deck. It's a really good deck, and it's my favorite. And the card that you got was, it's called Abundantia, Prosperity. The universe is pouring its abundance out to you. Be open to receiving. So that means that you are on the brink, Jill. That
breaking through.
Yes. That, and it says be open to receiving. And I know that just based on my own experience, is a lot of times when we feel like we're not breaking through, it can mean sometimes we don't feel worthy that's a really common one, certainly for me, as if, you know, deep down we feel like there's just some blockage as to why we can't receive, really feeling like you're doing what you love to do, because I really feel the multiverse supports us when we're on a path that feels right to us. And when we're on a path where we feel a lot of resistance, that can then lead to blockages. So those are just a couple of things I would suggest. If you want to tell me a little bit more about, just what your thoughts are on that.
You know, and it's interesting because I have had a recent soul retrieval, and I am getting clarity, and I was told all my life, you know, it's like I was never allowed to take care of myself. It was all about everyone else.
Yes.
I was the youngest, so I'm the one that got all the stuff. From everybody,
yes.
But I'm the only one in the family who I think is in my right mind. So I ended up getting all the stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm still, you know, then I realized I don't know if I know how to take care of myself. I was never allowed. I don't
yes.
know how to receive or ask for help because I was never allowed.
Yes. Well, then maybe the first thing that you need to be open to receiving is, close your eyes and just say to spirit, the universe, God, however you envision that greater spirit of all that is, just fill me with unconditional love and help me to see that I love myself. I mean, that you are deserving and that you are loved. And once you feel that, because we don't feel often that we deserve that. You know, when we're in that service role, it's all about
yes.
being help. I mean, I've been there too. Believe me, I know. I know. I know how that is. And I can very much relate to that. And so we start to think, no, this is selfish, or, you know, I'm needed somewhere else, or I don't even know how, like you say, because you've just spent so much time helping others, and maybe now in your life you're at a point where you actually can receive, and you know, the universe that can send that to you, that can send you all the abundance and the joy and everything you would want on your path, can also send you the support and the assistance you need to open the door. I think we fail to see that sometimes, that it's not just about what comes through the door, is that sometimes we need to ask, please, I don't know how, help me open the door. Help show me what to do. Send someone into my life who will help me, even, because there can be people, and this has happened with me, where someone will come in who can really assist you and help guide you to what you need to know and what you need to do. So that's what I would suggest, Jill.
Okay, because also I've never had support. I've been out there in the world fending for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I understand. And as you said that, I pulled another card that says, it's the Isis card, and it says, past life, this situation involves your past life memories. And if you're doing soul retrieval work, there's another one. There are ways of clearing karma, for example, that, you know, there are ways of, I had someone advise me one day, and this is just sort of advice I'm passing on, that a lot of people in the past took vows of poverty or vows of celibacy or all kinds of vows, and I was told once, just release yourself from those vows, because there may be things tying you that are even across time, across this life, and
right.
past lives are actually concurrent. I mean, there is no real time. There's no linear time that we think there is. And so that would be another area, is that if anything's holding you back, that you may not even know about. And if you are doing soul retrieval work, you know, let that process work for you, Jill. That's what I really feel is, you know, it comes in perfect timing when you're ready, and we get impatient, and I know I have, so I relate. But, you know, you're asking the right questions to be open to receiving, and it will come. And the more that you let Spirit help you and support you, it will come.
And the first card said, it's like, I'm right there, it's on the way.
Yeah, yeah. And
because the soul retrievals really helped. I really have gotten a lot of breakthroughs.
Well, you know.
As far as the way I was living, why I was living, mm-hmm. what happened that caused me to be the way that I am. I'm starting to, like, cut ties with relationships that are unhealthy. I'm setting boundaries. Like, I didn't even know how to do that.
Yeah, and that's a big one.
I'm standing up for myself, and it's like, I don't care whether or not you like it, and people come back, and they actually respect me, where I think I'm going to lose them, you know, or I used to in the past.
And see, there's another key, is we have a tendency to attach to people, and we're afraid that if we express our truth, if we express who we really are, that we'll lose people because, you know, we want them to be in our lives. And we need to work on releasing that because I know that can happen for all of us. And I did pull another card, which is called Inner Wisdom. This is the Athena card. You know what to do. Trust your inner wisdom and take appropriate action without delay. And it really sounds like you're already doing that, Jill, with, you know, cutting the ties and really being yourself and being empowered. You know, that's the other aspect here is empowerment.
Yes.
So I think you're on the right path. I think you're doing all the right things. And now you just have to allow it, just like the first card, just be open, allow, and know that the way will clear before you and trust. And ask for help, because the help is there. And so you don't have to do it alone. The help is right there. You just have to ask. You just say, I need some more help. You know, I'm feeling insecure, or I'm feeling like I don't know what to do right now. Just ask, and it'll become more clear. Synchronicities will show up, coincidences that you just can't explain, and, you know, you can get a lot of support that way and spiritual guidance.
Okay.
So I hope this was helpful.
Yes, it was.
I appreciate you calling on our kind of spontaneous open line day.
And I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Jill, for calling in. So you have a good day. And
okay.
Just remember, it's going to happen for you. So
okay.
Just allow it.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Well, thank you. And let me just send out another reminder that if you do want to call the show today, I'm just going to continue with open lines. And that number is 310-807-5104. Just doing what we're guided to do here today. That can include just some, you know, some intuition, just kind of random card readings here when called to do so, or just plain old conversation and helping each other out. Because we've all been down this path in so many ways. I mean, like I said to Jill, I am a mom. I definitely know the life of being giving a lot. And, of course, you know, we love the people around us and we want to support them. And, you know, there can be all kinds of people, friends, relatives that we're supporting. And what's funny is when the way starts to clear to find our own way in the world and to support ourselves even more, although it really is wise to always support ourselves if we can find a way, because it's kind of hard to give everything to others. You don't have much left than to even give. But I know that's challenging sometimes. I've fallen into that. And so I know there are challenges. But anyway, I just want to encourage people to make time to ask so that you can receive. Because there is all the support you could imagine out there. And it's inside of you, too. I mean, that's what it means in every religious tradition, in so many, that there's an omnipresent divine presence. That means it's within you, too. And it's outside of you and within you and able to assist you in every possible way and love you. And that's even the most wonderful part of all. So, all right, well, I'm going to take another call now. This one, hopefully it's not the one I just took because I'm losing track. Usually my pen has stopped working here, and I only have one next to me. And usually I write down the numbers I've taken. So if I bring Jill back on, my apologies, Jill. But I'm going to bring area code 856 on the show. I think it's a new call. Hello, you're at area code 856. You're on the line.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, great. What is your first name?
Rose Maria.
Rose, can you say that again?
Rose Maria.
Rose Marie. Oh,
right.
Okay. Well, welcome. And what city are you calling from?
New Jersey.
Oh, there's a lot going on out there. Are you near the fires at all? Do you know anyone impacted by that?
Near where?
You're in New Jersey, did you say?
South Jersey.
Oh, South Jersey. Okay. All right. So what's on your mind today?
About friendship, relationship.
Uh-huh. And do you want me to draw a card for you?
If you can, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. It says, infinite supply. You are supplied for today and all of your tomorrows. And then next to that is the gold card, which says, unleash your adventurous side, take risks, and be daring. are you looking for friends? Are you in a situation where you're having some trouble with friends and relationships? Or
communication and a little bit of drama.
Yeah, some drama. Well, this suggests, first of all, that you're supported, and I don't even need a card for that. I mean, no matter what's going on, no matter what drama is going on in your life, just remember that that God or the universe, however you envision that, is with you. I mean, and with the other person too. I mean, we forget that when we're in conflict with somebody, or if there's some kind of drama, we forget that we all have access to support, and that support is very loving. And so, even when something isn't going right, things can change. People can change. People can transform. And sometimes we think that they won't, and yet they can. And it does happen. And so that would be something else. And then as far as being adventurous, well, that just means, in this case, probably just hold on to your own empowerment. Know that, you know, you have choices. And that you are empowered over your own path, and that's always true. And so that's the other thing I would suggest to you, without knowing the situation.
It's just jealousy hurts big time with me. That's, I'm not jealous, it's the other people that are jealous. So,
yeah.
Too much
yeah,
trauma.
That's rough. Well, you know what? All you can do is you have to realize this is a growth situation for them, is that everybody is on a path And if they are giving in to things that are really causing them pain, I mean, one way you can kind of turn it around is send them energetic support. Just say, I want to alleviate, you know, or just ask spirit, support these people so they're not feeling so much want. You know, jealousy is all about lack. It's all about, I want this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm jealous. Can somebody else have
it? I have
it.
I have it and they don't. That's
exactly.
Why jealousy hurts.
And so I'll tell you what, if you want to make this, it's almost a, you disable it in a way, is you ask spirit to help them to grow, give them the lessons. And it may be that this situation, whatever it is exactly that. It's the lessons that they need to grow so that they can learn, because they're in pain. You know, when you're jealous and when you're wanting something that you can't have, it's really pretty painful. And so,
although
if we can be empathic, I mean, that doesn't mean you have to accept someone being petty to you or just let them walk all over you or anything like that. But you can see that they are hurting, and then somehow that'll make you feel a little bit better when you know that. And then ask that they be assisted, you know, that they'll get the help that they need so that they're not hurting so much.
It's
Does that make
tiring.
Sense?
Pretty much it's tiring when they ask you and, I'll give you something later. I had enough, so no, it's mine.
Yeah.
I don't want to give it yet.
Well, then,
so.
then you're on your own empowered path. I mean, you can't let people pull on you too much. Like the other call, I mean, you just have to walk your own path and be an empathy to them, but without letting them drain you. I mean, it sounds like they really are pulling on you. You can't, there's only so much you can do, perhaps. And so in that case, you know, you can't let them take your energy away. That does, you know, it's obvious.
Pretty much. Yeah, it's like when you don't answer them and they continue, I'm like, leave me alone. If you don't get it, just walk away from me. It's a lot better, and
yeah.
They still continue.
Yeah, well, you know, I would tend to say that you can send them, I mean, rather than feel like they're hurting you or feel hurtful energy, kind of turn it around without letting them pull on you. You don't have to say anything. Just say to the universe or whatever, please help these people so that they can be helped, because I can only do so much. I mean, that's what it sounds like, is that there's only so much that you can do, and you know, that may be the message to even say, if there's only so much you can do, and you know, you can even show them a little sympathy, like, you know, I understand, I know this is really hard, but, you know, I can only do so much, and, you know, I'd appreciate if you didn't call me quite as much, or something like that. I mean, you can cut ties while still being caring. That's what I would suggest, without knowing the whole situation, if it really is something where there's not much more you can do. That's one way to go about it.
It's just like when they try to hit you and for what you have. It doesn't work
with
me.
Yeah. Well, you know, it depends on the situation. I mean, if it,
I don't even know the person either.
Oh, you don't know the person at all. Well, then that's a little bit, I mean, again, all you can do, we can only help so many people. If you feel guided to help, then help. I mean, it's always okay to help. But if they're pulling on you, I mean, again, send them positive energy. Send them positive energy that, you know, please support this person, and then they won't need you anymore. They won't bother you. But, you know, if someone's harassing you, you do have to stand in your own empowerment. I mean, that's true. I mean, you have to be your own self, and you can't allow someone to infringe on you. So,
true.
that's what I was going to guess. I mean, I hope it helps.
Mm-hmm. Can you pick up on a guy friend? On him?
What
or
was that?
Can you pick up, like, anything on a guy friend?
Oh, just anything at all? Remember, I'm just... Okay, well, let's just see if I see anything here. Well, it doesn't really say. It basically focuses on you again. It says, this, although it's Aphrodite, who is, you know, related to love, the inner goddess, it says, awaken the goddess within you through dance, self-care, and appreciating your divinity. So if that comes up related to a guy, that generally means that you have within you the energy to attract anyone, that the right person will come to you, or if this person that you're thinking of is the right person, you feel, it has a lot to do with you and how you feel about yourself. And that will then attract all the energy, the romantic energy, into your life that you seek.
Cool.
So that's what I see there. Without knowing the specific, because I'm not exactly, I'm just following my own intuition. I don't usually do psychic readings, although I have done some intuitive things.
It's like,
and here's one more. Here's one more that just came up. Easy does it. There is no need to hurry or force things to happen. Everything is occurring in perfect timing. That's an interesting one.
So being patient. Being patient.
Yeah, everything is occurring in perfect timing. Do not. There is no need to, if easy does it, there is no need to hurry or force things to happen. Yeah, that seems very relevant. In just, again, like I told the previous caller, allow. Just be in that space of allowing, and also be in that space of knowing that you are worthy, that you are beautiful, that you are so very lovable, and that you know that, you know, you love yourself first, that you have inner and outer beauty, and that, you know, you will attract exactly what it is you need for joy and fulfillment.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling today.
Thanks. Yeah, just
and
like
I
you've given
you
me like mixed you've given me mixed emotions, that's why. Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, again, you can create, you can follow an empowered and joyful path. I mean, it's just, you know, and sometimes we're gonna have challenges. I mean, everybody does, that's part of being human. So it can be mixed. But you know, be patient, because good things almost always come, and
cool.
it'll be okay in the right timing. So take care. Thank you for calling.
Cool. Thanks.
Okay, you have a good day. And I'm just going to double check one more time. It looks like at this point, since we're already to an hour in, we won't be able to connect with Star Wolf today, and we will aim to do that again in the future. And if you do want to call the show to talk to me, the call-in number is 310-807-5104. And if you'd like to talk to me, there's actually someone on the line right now at area code 847. I would ask that person so I don't bring you on the line unexpectedly. To hit a 1, just hit a 1 on your phone if you want to talk to me. If you don't want to come on the air, if you're just listening on the teleconference, I'll leave you out there. But if you would like to talk to me, just hit a 1 on your phone, and that will alert the switchboard that you would like to come on the air. So, and that's true of any caller. So right now, the lines are open. And I'm actually going to, since there isn't anyone who seems to want to come on the air. I'm going to go ahead and just talk a little bit about some things that I've been thinking about as we head into the last stretch of the show. I think there's a lot going on in the world right now that can easily place us in a position of fear, whether it's the economic situation, which I know we often hear, and actually this can be a little disheartening too. Oh, it's getting better. You hear it in the news all the time. It's getting better. Well, I saw one in the news today about how the mortgage crisis is over. And yet, you know, there still are people who are having struggles with their home. And I found that very strange. I mean, it may be that there's progress being made, but sometimes we don't feel it. And we're still in a position where things seem to be going too slow. And so what I would suggest is, once again, this concept of perfect timing. And sometimes what we think we want is not exactly the thing that will fulfill us. And sometimes when we go through a period of hardship, it's actually leading to something better than we realize. And it may even mean that the life that we thought we wanted may not be exactly it, that we can find happiness in other ways. And so that has been a lesson for me along the path. And so I am kind of looking at this call out there. I'm not sure if this person wants to come on the line, because I know that, I don't know if the switchboard is working right. And since this is a very, as far as the live audience, it's not a huge intimidating show like calling broadcast radio. So I'm just going to check real quick to see if this person wants to come on. If you don't, it's okay. Just say hello, and then I'll pick you right back down off the line. There's nothing to fear. This is at area code 847. Hello, are you at area code 847? Are you there?
Hello.
Hi. Did you want to talk to me on the Frontier Beyond Fear? I wasn't sure if you wanted to come on the line or if you're simply listening.
You already talked to me. This is Jill.
Oh, I did. I just talked to you. You're right. That's because my pen isn't working. All right. I got it.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, see, that's my failing memory. This is why I need my notes, because whenever I take calls on the line, I lose track of the area code on the switchboard, and I can't tell who's been here and who hasn't. So anyway, if you do want to call in, the area code is 310-807-5104. I'm going to shift things a little bit. We're going to take this show just a slightly different direction now. And there's something that's been on my mind, and this is a little bit of a heavier topic, but it's just something I've been thinking about today and how it relates to the world situation. And even if you're not into politics or complex world affairs, I think this is still relevant to us. And that's what I'm going to look at from that perspective is, there was a letter that I had been thinking about that showed up in the New York Times 2 days ago, or I guess it was the night of September 11th is when it showed up. And it was from Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia. And it is a remarkable letter. And some people are saying we're being misled, or, you know, it's not for real, and, you know, the more I am surprised that more and more people are feeling the way I feel about this letter, that it is for real, and that we are looking at a situation where the world is starting to find a way towards peace, and that's how it's relevant to this show, because I really feel that this concept of the frontier beyond fear is a very real thing, and that we are on the brink of a significant shift. A lot of people looked for that at the end of 2012, and many people said that the energy did shift, it just wasn't as obvious as we think. And, you know, again, even if you're not in, you know, you just ignore, you don't even want to hear the news, whatever's going on with Syria or whatever, although honestly, it really does touch us all. I mean, I'm a parent. I'm a parent of a teen. I know many parents have kids, older kids, or even spouses. I mean, families have people engaged in these conflicts in the world. So, you know, you can say, I'm not into that. I'm just not going to pay attention to it. And yet it touches us directly. I mean, whenever there are world conflicts, it touches us very much. And we really are all connected, because when there are harsh things going on in the world where people are dying, and a lot of people have pointed out in Syria that many children have died, people have died on both sides over there, and it's a really challenging situation. And it's not easy to know who to support because of that. And that's what makes it so difficult to navigate. And so here comes this letter from Putin, and I wanted to talk about it. I can get it to come up on my computer. Here we go. There. I'm not going to read the whole thing since it's in the New York Times, but just parts of it, because it really makes me think, having grown up in the Cold War era myself, I don't think you would have seen a letter like this. And yet we see it now. And it says that relations between us have passed through different stages. We stood against each other during the Cold War, but we were also allies once and defeated the Nazis together. The Universal International Organization, the United Nations, was then established to prevent such devastation from ever happening again. And I'm not going to go too much into the UN side of this, but it's talking about whether we would choose to intervene in Syria. And it's trying to tell us to be restrained, which I happen to agree with, and I know many people do. I know horrible things are happening there, but horrible things are happening on both sides, and getting involved is challenging. We can do it in other ways, through the UN, through humanitarian means, but military means concern me, and through diplomatic channels, which is what's going on right now. And this is all about peace on earth. This is all about living in a space where fear does not dictate our every move. And in this country, fear has become paramount. And there very well may be people who are using fear to manipulate us in ways. And I say that not as a conspiracy theorist, not at all. I say that as a realist, that we have responded in fear for the last several years, and that at some point we need to decide, are we a people of true courage and empowerment, in the sense that we don't need to be in fear anymore and allow all of our actions, all of the activities in our society, to be dictated by fear-based strategy. And that, to me, is very important, and that is an enlightened way. It has to do with trust. It has to do with, when I interviewed someone in Israel, there is a lot of trust down there. People, they live with a certain amount of risk every day, knowing that you can't be kept 100% safe. You just can't. And, you know, if we can release some of these fear-based inclinations that we have, then all of the things in our society which are dysfunctional, even the greed that drives many motivations, because they're not all pure as the driven snow. There are industries behind some of these fear-based approaches to things. And we need to be aware of that. And at the fundamental basis of that is greed, or a feeling of lack and the feeling of wanting more. And if we can be in a place as a society where we truly find an abundant spirit where we don't have to be in this mode of more, 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 more. I want more. Even those who are in abundance who just keep wanting more, if we can shift that, if we can heal that, we won't need to be in this place anymore. If we can trust that life on planet Earth can be uncertain, but that we choose not to be driven by fear and shut down our society based in fear just because something might happen that's scary. We need to get past that. But anyway, more about what Putin said. This is really interesting when it comes to peace on Earth. I view this as a shift in world communication. My working and personal relationship with President Obama is marked by growing trust. I appreciate this. I carefully studied his address to the nation on Tuesday, and I would rather disagree with a case he made on American exceptionalism, stating that the United States policy is, quote, what makes America different, it's what makes us exceptional, unquote. It is extremely dangerous to encourage people to see themselves as exceptional, whatever the motivation. There are big countries and small countries, rich and poor, those with long democratic traditions, and those still finding their way to democracy. Their policies differ, too. We are all different, but when we ask for the Lord's blessings, we must not forget that God created us equal. And this just struck a chord with me, because here is how I would see it. And this is kind of a balanced way of looking at this. I know that for so long, we feel that America has something special. And of course, America does have something special. But what Putin's trying to say is that other countries have special things too. Other countries have challenges. We have challenges. We have things that have happened in this country that we don't like to talk about. We don't like to think about it, you know, including, you know, some of the things that happened right at the start with the Native Americans. And I think that does not discount that there has been a tremendous amount of opportunity here and that there is a pioneering spirit here. But I think that we need to acknowledge that, as with all countries, just like a human being, there is darkness and light. There has been both. And that every country is special in its own way. And I think that what this is getting at is that it's just like if a human being sets themselves aside from everyone else and says, I am more deserving than you. I am more special than you, and I deserve anything that I want, and you don't. That is what exceptionalism is like, and that's the kind of behavior that is not functional behavior. That is dysfunctional behavior, and I feel that we're finally stating this openly. And I also feel that we can believe in our country and what's special about it without setting it aside as some divinely sanctioned place that is more deserving than anyone else. And that's what this is getting at. And I just feel it's so very important. And it does not take away from what makes us good, from what makes us shine light in the world. But it also doesn't make us out to be, we need to be careful because we don't always shine light. We're both. And if we don't watch it, we're going to be, there's some things that are really broken here. And we need to address it, because if we focus too much on being so perfect that this is, you know, all we have are our taglines essentially for the country, you know, this is the land of the free. And yet we imprison far too many of our citizens, more than anyone in the free world. Well, that is inconsistent. And I think we're starting to fix that a little at a time. And we need to. And actually, we need to do it faster, because we don't want to be that kind of country. We actually want to be the land of the free. We don't want to be controlled at every turn. And whatever motivations are causing that, whether it be greed in the background, which I do think causes a lot of trouble in the world, and because, you know, there's money behind a lot of things, you know, when you see just all kinds of things that are going in this country to keep us safe, well, that may be one motivation, although it's based in fear, but behind that is a contractor somewhere who is being paid. And that kind of lobbying is really not helping us as a society. It can happen in the medical profession, too. We don't always have the best approaches to things because money is in the equation. And I don't know how we're going to heal this because I actually believe that opportunity is important. Pursuing opportunity is important. We are not all the same, and there can be societies that are very oppressed where there is no opportunity. Like the old Soviet Union used to be that way. And yet, capitalism can be broken too. I mean, you can find flaws with almost every system. And I'm not going to make this too heavy, but the thing is what it comes down to is trusting. We must find a way, if we are people of faith, if we are people who believe that miracles are possible, that not everything has to be done the old-fashioned way, a step at a time, that shift is possible, that quantum leaps are possible, just like Darth Vader transformed in Star Wars, even though that's a story, just like the prodigal son, just like every story of transformation that is near and dear to our hearts, if we can believe that that is functioning in the world, then we can get past it. And nobody loses. Everybody wins. Because being in that state of constantly wanting more, that's not a peaceful state. That's not really I wouldn't consider that any kind of a bliss or happy state. And even people who have maybe what they think everything they want, we all know that the rich and famous can be miserable. They can be miserable, even though it seems like they have everything they want. That's not it. And if people could just learn, like the Zen entrepreneur who was on this show, he has a lot of abundance in his life, and yet spirit has given him peace. And that's where we need to be, and that's where the miracles will happen. And I don't know what's going on with Putin. I mean, people can be skeptics all they like and say this is some kind of propaganda. It may be. And yet, I tend to doubt it. I don't know what it is. There is something going on in the world, and it will call us to a higher path. And it will call each of us to that path, our leaders and everyone. And it is, to me, the shift that is in our midst, that it really is happening. And when I see a letter like this, despite all the darkness going on in the world, I believe that we can find a better way. I believe that we don't have to repeat history over and over and over again, the cycles of history that are very, very dark, that we don't have to see children dying all the time, but we don't have to take punitive, more violent measures that are very ambiguous at best to supposedly stop that, because children are dying on the other side too. And so we have to find a better path in this world, and if we believe, if we have faith, we will find it, because that's what true entitlement is. When people talk about exceptionalism, it has to do with a sense of entitlement, and not one country or one person has that. We all have it. We are all entitled to fulfillment and joy as people and as society, and we can find it, and we can believe, and our leaders can believe right along with us. In fact, we need our leaders to believe most of all. I would have thought that maybe Putin was an atheist, and he may very well be. I haven't looked, to see. Because, you know, in the old Soviet Union, talking about the Lord's blessings and God weren't particularly popular. But I also believe that people can open up to that. I also believe that atheists and agnostics can be some of the most spiritual people, ironically. They just see it in different ways. It usually has to do with how you see God, how you envision God. If you envision God as in control, or if you envision God as an omnipresent spirit, there are so many ways of viewing this spirit that binds us all together. Even if you choose to simply call it the spirit of humanity itself, if you don't even want to label it as anything divine, it's still there. And I see divinity, or what some might call divinity, in everyone, and I know that they can feel it too, in their own way. So that's the message I want to leave everyone with today on this day of open minds. And I am going to close out the show now. I thank the callers who called in today. That was fun. It was kind of fun that I may even do this again sometime, just open up the line. Be a quote, real talk show. Because that was quite a bit of fun to bring people in. And we'll look at that in the future, which is probably why Spirit placed this on my path. And I will let you know that we do have a show coming up next week. I'm slowing down the schedule slightly, although you never know. Maybe part of the reason I'm not bringing as many guests on coming up, which does take a lot of preparation time on my part. I like to research. I read the books of the guests. If you're a prospective guest, know that I read your book, if you know someone who'd like to come on. I do get a lot of requests. I can't take them all, unfortunately. So most guests are coming on through invitation, although I do listen when people write. Sometimes I'll bring people on and when they write to me. But, the show is really doing well right now in terms of people are attracted to it, and I'm very thankful to that for that and for the people who are wanting to come and talk with me on the show. But coming up next week, the next show, if I can find my notes, is Kat Bennett is coming on the show, a new guest. Kat has a new book, and the topic we're going to talk about is making art a practice. And we're going to talk about also pathways to art and just the value of art in our lives and creativity in general. So I'm really looking forward to talking with Kat. Her recent book has been very well received. It was reviewed favorably in Publishers Weekly. That's really hard to get into at all. And she's done a lot of work for some really prominent sources, but mostly she works from the heart. She is an artist who works from the heart. And she's going to be on the show Wednesday, September 18th at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And I'm really looking forward to having her on. If you would like to learn about upcoming programs or past programs, always the site to go is frontierbeyondfear.com. You can learn about all the information regarding the show. This is a listener-supported show, so if you feel guided to support the show, there are opportunities to do that there. And I'm starting to look for some more creative ways to invite that and maybe give something back. Over time, I hope to find ways that we can work together in supporting this community and support each other. So thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to seeing you again soon. And I hope you do feel encouraged and inspired, and that you do, no matter what's going on in your life, feel peace on your path. And if you don't feel it, simply ask, because you'd be surprised. It will come to you, no matter what is going on in your life, if you ask. It will come, even in the moment. And that's what matters, peace in the moment. Take care, everyone. Thank you.